who are representing, and I will agree with you that that they remember who supported them. They know that women voted for them, and they then do what they can to make sure that we increase access to opportunities for women. We're not
I got special privileges.
We just want equality.
I got to tell you, right here in San Francisco, one of the great endorsements is that of Now.
Well, I appreciate hearing that. I know that the San Francisco chapter is very active. I just met with them. In fact, last Friday I was out in your city and met with some of the chapter, and I know they have big plans for a 40th anniversary celebration in your city, so I hope you'll be part of that.
You're hearing the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Segments from previous shows you might have missed.
Catch Will and Willie live every weekday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. On the air at 960 a.m.
And online at quakeradio.com.
960, The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Net. You're hearing the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie
on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station,
KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. After two scrubbed shuttle launches because of weather, there could be another setback for NASA. Our Lisa Goddard joins us live from Kennedy Space Center with the latest. Lisa.
Bill, at this minute, NASA managers are meeting to decide if a 5-inch long crack in some foam insulation is a problem for launch. Engineers spotted the crack overnight while inspecting the shuttle. It's inside some foam insulation that covers a metal bracket. Now, those brackets line the top of that large orange external fuel tank, and it protects them from getting too cold. This is the same foam that has raised safety concerns. Two top NASA officials said it could break off during flight. They're eventually signed on, but we're waiting to see if NASA will try to launch again tomorrow. Reporting live, Lisa Goddard, CNN, Cape Canaveral.
30 are dead in a train derailment in Valencia, Spain. For now, it's being called an accident. Correspondent Al Goodman reports it comes just days before the Pope is scheduled to visit the city.
One of the stations near where this accident occurred, apparent accident occurred, called the Plaza de España, is apparently quite near underground to where the set or the ceremonial platform will be erected for Pope Benedict XVI.
In addition to the 30 deaths, there are a dozen serious injuries. Israel says it will not negotiate with the Palestinian militants who are holding an Israeli soldier hostage. From Gaza City, CNN's Paula Hancock tells us the militants say there will be consequences if Israel doesn't play ball.
The three Palestinian militant groups that are still holding that soldier did release that ultimatum, and Israel once again said that it would not negotiate with terrorists, it would not organize a prisoner swap, and it wants an unconditional release of Gilad Shalit, the 19-year-old corporal who was taken 8 days ago.
Iraq sends a message to its neighbors. The Iraqi government wants other countries to turn over terrorists on a most wanted list. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
After the baby, I started working out and got a pain reliever for my knees. Went back to work, got something else for tension headaches. Baby got big, I got one more for my back. Every new pain, a different pain reliever. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, so I'm ready for anything. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed.
The following is a message from Pfizer. Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
Two rivals are both claiming victory in Mexico's presidential election, but it's still too close to call. Our Jim Roop reports live from Los Angeles. Some people in the U.S. illegally went back across the border to vote.
And many risk, Bill, that crossing into Tijuana because they would rather live in their own country, but Lionel Fernandez in this country illegally says it is so corrupt, there is so much poverty, so little opportunity, so few jobs that he simply can't raise his family.
I hope that I can see the change that all Mexicans we are waiting for. The change. I hope this come through.
Emilio Amaya says these elections will affect the U.S., especially when it comes to illegal migration.
Well, it will, because unless we can stop poverty in Mexico, migration to this country is going to continue.
Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
A close encounter. Scientists say a huge asteroid about a half mile wide passed by Earth today. It was about 269,000 miles away. That's slightly farther away than the moon. This is CNN Radio.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, then call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
And Willie's Engine.
960thequake.com.
Your online pass to the Bay Area's progressive talk station.
Contests,
podcasts, streams, downloads of your favorite Quake shows.
Links to progressive events and organizations around the Bay Area. Go get it.
QuakeRadio.com.
960 The Quake celebrates our nation's independence this weekend by clearing out our prize closet. Books by leftist authors, tchotchkes, swag, and whatnot. Just call in and win. Find out when to call at QuakeRadio.com.
960 The Quake, the appropriate way to channel your political rage. On the air and online, San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake. This is the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Ed Schultz joins us. He is here on Mondays with Will and Willie, and of course Monday through Friday from 1 to 4 on 960 The Quake. Hey, Ed.
Fellas, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Schultz. How are you doing, Eddie?
Hanging in there. I had kind of a hair-raising experience over the weekend.
What? What was that?
Well, me and my sons, we cut down a tree at the lake. It certainly rates as one of the top three dumbest things I've ever done, and I can't remember the first two. But anyway, we got through it.
Which way did the tree fall?
It almost fell on the house.
Oh, see, that's the problem.
Yeah. Gosh, we were lucky.
Did you cut away from the house?
We cut away from the house, but we didn't realize it until it had kind of a lean the wrong way.
Uh-huh. So the balance of the tree, even though you did cut away from the house.
So I'm out there on an ATV with two ski ropes pulling the tree away from the house, and then we have second thoughts. Gosh, I wonder if those ski ropes are going to hang on. Gosh. I mean, it's about the dumbest thing I've ever done. So it's one of these, have you ever done anything stupid and you just keep doing it? You don't know why you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. Just because you figure it'll be over one way or the other soon.
So son Joseph is there. He's the one that's organizing this thing, and he's the worker in the whole deal. And David, he's never picked up a chainsaw in his life. He's the golfer and the consultant in this. He says, Dad, there's still time. We don't have to do this.
And he was absolutely right.
It felt pretty good when I saw that thing start falling the right way, though. But from now on, just leave it to the professionals. Don't try this at home.
Mr. Schultz, we got a thing going on right now. It seems as one of our generals says that we are taking troops out. We're going to go down from 14 divisions, 14 brigades to 4 or 5. But the Republicans castigated any Democrat who had the temerity to even mention the same thing last weekend. There seems to be some sort of counterintuitive thing going on with this administration.
And now this morning, the Bushies are out there trying to balance that thing out a little bit better, saying, well, we've got to throw some cold water on this thought of reducing the troop levels. I don't think they know what they're doing. I really don't. And the story that came out, you know, over the weekend that they're going to reduce it, I think it's window dressing for the midterms to give us hope that maybe we're making some progress over there. Here's the deal. If Murtha is correct, the congressman from Pennsylvania, who's been the lead talker on this idea of redeployment, he said on Meet the Press just a couple of weeks ago that it's, you know, worse today than it was 6 months ago. Well, if that's the case, how can they talk about bringing home troops? And now Casey is saying one thing, and now the administration coming back again this morning and kind of redefining all of this. I don't think they know. I think they're trying to do anything they can to position themselves to save the majority in the House and the Senate. That's what this whole thing is about.
But Ed, you know that I think Mr. Rowe did a perfect job, because he's got every one of us in this nation discussing cut and running. On the streets, people are cut and running. People understand that phrase, and they understand what it means. How is it that every time we look like we're making progress towards getting a real debate on the war, some phrase becomes the thing that distracts us from it?
Willie, I really believe that they own the audio culture of the country. The right-wing talkers this weekend, and I listened to some of the shows just briefly, they're all spewing the same stuff. They're still trying to sell the WMD effect. They're still trying to...
Santorum,
you know, they really are. They're still trying to pimp that story all over the radio. And, you know, when you get 450 of them saying cut and run, it becomes part of the cultural talk of, well, that's what they're doing. And the Democrats just don't have that vehicle. They don't have the vehicle to punch back and to get into the ears and the minds of the American people as quickly as the conservatives can, and they're nowhere near orchestrated. I mean, cut and run sounds like some discount haircut joint down the street, you know? I mean, it's just amazing. It's just like the Miami 7 story. You would have thought the Bush twins had got arrested over the weekend. They dropped that story like a hot rock when they found out that this group down in Miami was an absolute joke, that they had no wherewithal to blow up any tower or the Sears Tower in Chicago. So that story faded fast on...
More aspirational than operational.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, I suspect, Ed, that they're going to prosecute the guy for scamming him. Batista, the lead guy, got $50,000 out of him. The brother did all right.
I'm
okay. Yeah.
And it was all being led by a government operative. That guy did the whole deal.
Exactly. And he had to kind of get an inkling that maybe they weren't serious when all they wanted was boots.
Yeah.
They thought they needed uniforms to be part of Al-Qaeda.
Holy smokes. They must have run into 3 Norwegians from the Dakotas on the planning on that.
Speaking of Norwegian from the Dakotas, it appears as if Cheney is in your neighborhood.
He is. He's down the street at some lake home trying to raise 35 cents for this cheap candidate they got out of the Twin Cities who's just going to get smoked in a congressional race. But, you know, Shooter, he's still good for something. I don't know if they're going over to the shooting range later on. They've got a bunch of them here in Minnesota, but I don't know if they're going to that or not. But he's on the offensive, too. You know, he's got nothing to lose, so he's going to do everything he can to get in the mix on this. And
he's yelling at the New York Times again.
Well, you know, when this Miami 7 story came out on Friday, where was Cheney speaking? He was speaking in Chicago. And then he steps up to the podium, spends a lot of his time saying, we're going to keep you safe, and we're going to take care of you. Don't worry. We've got a plan. The Democrats don't have a plan for security. And it's just also orchestrated. And also the fact that Mueller, the FBI director, on Friday was giving a speech in Cleveland on homegrown terror. All boots included.
Big Ed Schultz is our guest here, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And of course, he's on from 1 to 4 here.
I don't know if you saw it, Ed, but yesterday Feingold literally put himself, in, as far as I'm concerned, in a position to be taken extremely seriously as a candidate. He was just magnificent. He put Russett in his place, and he's the first Democrat to do that in a long time.
He didn't miss a beat. He was articulate. He was smooth.
Thank you.
I was telling our fellows this morning when we got on our conference call, it was almost as if Feingold had the questions before he went on the air.
No question. And how he handled that Hillary thing was just magnificent. Hillary should have watched it so she could have learned something on how to handle it if he ever goes after her.
Here's the deal, Willie. You know, you've got Russ Feingold, who still does the grassroots stuff. Seriously, this senator goes to 72 counties once a year in Wisconsin. He visits every county with a town hall meeting. He gets tremendous turnout. That's the untold story. Wisconsin folk are really involved in their politics. They like Feingold. They've always thought he's a straight shooter on stuff. And so I believe that he develops where he is on issues based on what his constituents are telling him. And they want out of Iraq. Now, there aren't any sissies in Wisconsin, let me tell you. That's a state where they hunt and fish and they go to Packer football games, and the University of Wisconsin's got a high athletic profile, and it's a very environmentally conscious state. I think that really is the heartland. That really is Wisconsin, and Russ Feingold is speaking for the people in the heartland. He was as defined as any Democrat I've heard speak so far on the issues that are facing the Democratic Party right now. I mean, I think he really separated himself from the pack in many ways yesterday.
So do I. And when he said very clearly that this administration may be giving Democrats hell for talking about coming out of Iraq, but Casey just submitted an agenda which was consistent with Feingold's as well as the other persons who were advocating. And he said this effort literally united Democrats, did not separate Democrats, which stunned dear old
Tim Russert.
Well, the other thing is, and I was critical of these two resolutions on my show last week because I think it would be better if the Democrats were unified. Here comes Feingold out, just putting the boxing gloves on yesterday and going after it, willing to say that the Democratic Party is out of touch with its base across the country and that they're paying too much attention to Washington consultants and inside the Beltway kind of thinking instead of getting out there and listen to what the people are saying about Iraq. I mean, he was ready to almost, you know, sever all ties with the Democrats, it sounded like to me, and I guess you could call that leadership, couldn't you? I mean, he's willing to lay it on the line.
But, Ed, don't you think that even having 39 senators say that we got to get out of Iraq makes the Democrats look like the anti-Iraq party, makes the Republicans look like, I mean, forget the six who crossed over. Doesn't it define them as being anti-Iraq, whereas the Republicans are being forced into the position of defending it?
It takes an academic explanation, and it's much deeper than cut and run. You're exactly right. The appearance is this, and I thought Feingold hit it out of the park on this issue yesterday, that I'm going to start pounding this home, and I think every progressive talker should pound this issue home. No one in the Democratic Party has said get out of Afghanistan.
You're hearing the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Segments from previous shows you might have missed. Catch Will and Willie live every weekday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. On the air at 960 a.m. And online at quakeradio.com. 960, The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today.
I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Entertainment and insight. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Will Durst and Willie Brown. Weekday morning 7 to 10 on 960 The Quake. The best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues. Online at quakeradio.com and on the air on 960 The Quake.
Fresh from the floor of the House of Representatives, Congresswoman Maxine Waters joins us on 960 The Quake. What were you voting on?
Oh, well, the most important thing is we're probably going to have this resolution of today where they're attempting to, get an investigation of the New York Times for the...
For crumb's sake.
Yes. It's another Karl Rove attempt to intimidate the newspapers now to keep them from disclosing how they're violating our privacy.
Is anybody going to stand up and defend them? I know the president yelled at them and the vice president yelled at them. Oh, they're endangering the American safety. Is any Democrat going to stand up and say this is...
I and a few others are going to stand up.
Excellent.
This is outrageous.
It is.
Has the New York senator, either of them, said anything yet?
I haven't heard a word. They've probably got their fingers up in the air testing which way the wind is blowing.
Congresswoman Waters, how are you? This is Willie Brown.
Willie, I'm fine. How are you doing? doing?
I'm in good shape. And believe it or not, we have a young person who is a veteran at the world of politics. She's on her way back to Cambridge. She's been our intern. Paul, you recruited her. And introduce her to the Congresswoman.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters, a future House of Representatives member here. Erin McLaughlin, who's a student at SI in San Francisco.
Hello.
Fabulous. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're interested and involved in politics. We need you.
Well, we might have been the bad influence on her because we have a bit of a jaded kind of perspective here.
She needs to come to this business with a jaded perspective.
What's this new caucus that you've put together? How many members are in it? And
well,
what's its mission?
Two members, Willie, in the Out of Iraq caucus. Actually, I organized it a year ago. I've been trying desperately to convince my Democratic colleagues to take a stand against this war in Iraq and call on the president to have an extra strategy to bring our soldiers home. Well, the Democrats have been scattered, their own shadow. They didn't have the courage. The Republicans, as you know, accused us of cut and run and not being patriotic and just scared the hell out of too many of our Democrats. But, interestingly enough, we have put on so much pressure, we've kept it up until General Casey came out with a plan similar to the plan we've been advocating for the last couple of months or so. If you can recall, Mr. Mercer, one of our members of Congress, who is an ex-war guy, came out with a plan that we adopted in the Out of Iraq caucus and tried to get the Democratic caucus to embrace. They didn't do it, and now the president is coming through the back door with our same plan, talking about beginning to reduce the troops, and I suspect by November, Willie, the election, the president is going to have a significant number of our troops out of Iraq and claim credit.
It's going to be his plan. Yeah, it's his plan to bring him home.
Yes.
Suddenly the term cut and run doesn't mean anything.
Maxine, the new caucus is called Out of Iraq?
Yeah, the Out of Iraq caucus. We have 72 members, and our main purpose is to pressure this administration to get out of Iraq, and we've been working hard to try and convince the Democratic caucus of the House that they need to come together on this issue and be of one opinion and use their power to pressure this administration to come out of Iraq.
Now, Maxine, you're indicating that the caucus has been gone now for more than a year.
That's right.
What do you attribute the reasons why Democrats, say, 12, 14 months ago, were absolutely reluctant to touch the issue of bring the troops home in any meaningful way until John Murtha made his comments?
Well, actually, Willie, there's always been this feeling among many of our members that they had to support the president. They had to show that they were willing to fight terrorism. They didn't want to look like they were soft on fighting terrorism. In addition to that, some of them have military bases in their districts, and they have a lot of soldiers from their hometowns, and they don't want to look as if they're unpatriotic. Many of them will tell you privately that they know this war has been mismanaged. They know that it was built on lies. There were no weapons of mass destruction, but they don't want to look as if they're not supporting those soldiers and standing up for the fight against terrorism. And it's been tough. It has been tough to get them to take a public stand and come together as a strong caucus against this war.
How is it that Hillary Clinton seems to be not exactly in step with bringing the troops home?
Clinton is running for president of the United States of America, and she's decided to take the centrist approach to capturing, you know, the presidency. And so what she's doing is, number one, she's trying not to look too liberal and be with those anti-war activists and protesters with the idea that she can change what is this so-called liberal image and be accepted by more conservative Democrats, which will put her in good stead when she runs for president. It's all about the presidency.
How impressed are you with Russell Feingold's efforts?
Well, you know, I didn't like the fact fact that the Democrats had two measures on the floor last week, and Feingold and Kerry had a bill with an exact date by which you should get out of Iraq. That's where we fall into trouble with the public when we talk about an exact date. The Murtha Amendment didn't have an exact date. The Out of Iraq caucus don't have an exact date. What we fight for is send no more troops to Iraq. Start to redeploy them with those decisions made by the generals on the ground. Keep troops over the horizon, that is, in the region, in case there's a crisis that you would have to assist those so-called Iraqi soldiers that are being trained. So we take the position that we're not telling you an exact date. We'd like them out as soon as possible. Kerry and Feingold took the position of an exact date, and they went against the other caucus members who were coming together around a credible exit strategy, and they divided on the whole thing. And so I think it was a mistake.
And I take it that now that it appears as if Democrats have cast their lot, and the public is beginning to see that all Democrats, whether they are with Kerry and Feingold or whether they're with John Murtha, appear to be of one mind with General Casey, get the troops out of Iraq.
Well, yes, I think what is happening is the American people have said, you know, it's been mismanaged. They want it to come to an end. They didn't want to jump ahead of the president. Now that Casey is coming online with an eye toward the election and the Karl Rove strategy to beat the Democrats, you know, in November, I think everybody will come together because no one disagrees with Casey. Out of Iraq doesn't disagree with Casey. We're saying we're glad you adopted Martha because that's what you did. And we're glad about that. Just get them out of there.
And the cut-and-run comment made by Karl Rove had some legs for a few days.
Well, I'm coming. Cut-and-run, yeah, they try and scare us, and they have scared some Democrats with cut-and-run. And, Willie, I'm going to have to cut-and-run and go myself.
All right. Maxine Waters, Congresswoman from Los Angeles, California, former colleague of mine in the California State Assembly, and the primary author for the nation's ultimate decision to assist in making sure Nelson Mandela was free. That's a little known word, but she actually was the architect in the legislature of that measure that ultimately became the toast of the land and the toast of the country, ultimately the toast of the world.
More of the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on 960 The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. 960 The Quake, from the Mission to the Sunset, 49 square miles.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. NASA has a decision to make about tomorrow's planned launch of Space Shuttle Discovery. A crack's been found in the foam insulation of the shuttle. NASA had hoped for a July 4th liftoff after weather problems in Florida on Saturday and Sunday. At least 30 are dead in a train wreck in Valencia, Spain. Journalist Enrique Payayas says there and says the train was moving very fast when it jumped the tracks.
A wheel got broken and the train fell off the railway track. It crashed against one of the walls of the tunnel. All the walls came over the train, and the 30 people died and 200 people were injured.
Investigators are calling it an accident. Israel says it will not negotiate with Palestinian militants who are holding an Israeli soldier. They're responding to threats from militants who are giving Israel less than 24 hours to meet their demands or else face the consequences. This is CNN Radio. North Korea is threatening a nuclear war if the U.S. attacks. As CNN's David Ensor explains, U.S. authorities don't believe North Korea has that capability yet.
U.S. intelligence officials say they don't have any evidence that that North Korea is capable yet of building a nuclear weapon that can sit atop a missile and be fired and survive that experience.
No winner yet from Mexico's presidential election, although two candidates are claiming victory. There are claims of vote fraud. Planet Earth has a close encounter with an asteroid. Astronomer Jack Horkheimer says it safely passed last night, but there will be closer calls in the future.
Well, we have a really nifty one coming up in 2029, which we'll actually be able to see with the naked eye. And this object will come as close as 20,000 miles away from us, which is really close.
This one came within 269,000 miles. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com. Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Radio is a great new technology that offers static-free digital sound plus new exciting free programming. But if you don't have the right tuner, you miss it all. At Crutchfield.com, we'll help you find the HD radio that fits your car. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Thanks for listening to San Francisco's Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk.
960 The Quake.
This is the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
We've got the Honorable Senator Art Torres, retired from the state Senate, but he has been the lead in light for the Democratic Party for almost a dozen years now.
He looks like a leading light.
He is the chair and the spokesperson for the party, and it's really good to see him. He gave me a great honor earlier in the year. He asked that I chair the Democratic State Central Committee's convention here in Sacramento, and I must tell you, I never had so much fun. The speakers were just excellent. He now tells me that, in his opinion, it was the best collection of presenters that he has had in his entire history, and I'm sure glad that I was the beneficiary of their performance.
Well, in light of that, Willie, you know, you made history because you served as the briefest chair of the Democratic Party in the history of California politics.
I got to tell you, Art, you look better than you did before you had the operation. So those of you out there, yeah, go in and get a check, because this may be the answer to your youthfulness. This may be the answer to your new beauty. This is fabulous, but I'm glad to see you. And you honor us by coming on 960 The Quake. You've been on with us before, I think, by telephone.
Never. By telephone, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Early on.
Early on.
You did a little bit of telephone, but you're on for the first time. I must tell you that we've had Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, great.
In that chair. We've had Migdon in that chair. We've had Newsom in that chair. We've had Democratic luminaries like you wouldn't believe. We've had Lieutenant Governor Jackie Speier. We've had John Garamendi.
Almost Attorney General Jerry Brown.
Soon to be Attorney General Jerry Brown. We've had lots of people flow through here because what we're trying to do on this station is offset the dialogue of more than 400 talk show hosts across the nation that are an extension of the Republican right wing.
And I want to know how
operation.
Many of those have illegal Viagra prescriptions. Huh? How many of those conservative talk shows besides us?
Most of them. Some other substance enhancer.
Right.
But what's going on in the Democratic Party? Are we actually going to win this thing?
I think we are. I think we are going to win this thing.
Then how 71? Do you count fire loss down in San Diego?
Well, that's reapportionment lines, I think, quite frankly. And also, I think there was a flub by our nominee on immigration during that debate right before the election when somebody, and we figured it was a plant, that asked the question, do you need paperwork to vote in an election? And she responded, no, you don't need paperwork. And which is true, but that led to the whole immigration and fueled it, which was Bill Bray's notion. We think we can go back in there and make it a more competitive race, but it's difficult when the reapportionment lines are drawn the way they are. And thank God today the U.S. Supreme Court just ruled partially unconstitutional the Texas reapportionment plan, citing that it was discriminatory.
Sounds confusing, though. It sounds like it's confusing.
But I think it lends itself to a good interpretation for future efforts by the Republicans not to go forward in that direction. But I think the most important issue that we're seeing today is Arlen Specter's hearings that are going to start today on George Bush's alleged civil disobedience. People have ignored, and so has the press, that every time he signs these laws, he issues an executive statement along with those laws citing where he will not obey it. And here you have a Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee issuing the notion of a hearing on the President of the United States for being disobeying civilly the very laws that he's signing.
I must tell you, Art, that Will Durst has been on this case for some time now. He has been pushing to have the Bush technique of evidencing his desire to veto a measure, but instead of vetoing it, as would be the courageous thing for a president, he puts in these, I will not obey.
Which he still hasn't done. He hasn't vetoed a single bill yet.
Not one. Not one.
He doesn't need to.
Apparently, he's just not going to follow the law. But isn't that against the law?
Well, I think, quite frankly, it's an impeachable offense, given what's out there. And I think the hearings by Specter are going to prove very embarrassing to this president. I don't think anybody is going to be able to spin away from the fact that he's continually done that. And most Americans don't know that he's been doing that, Will. And I think when you look at the framework of these hearings and what the potential they have to look at this issue, I think you've been right on track from the beginning. You're going to have a very interesting hearing by a Republican chairman on this very issue.
But he's not the only president that's ever done that, though, is he, Art?
I'm sure he isn't. But clearly he's the only president in my recorded history that has never vetoed a bill. There's not a piece of pork he didn't like.
He's abused the privilege far beyond anything any president has ever conceived of doing. You're listening to Art Torres, the chair of the Democratic Party for the state of California, right here on 960 The Quake, KQKE. And it's on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
And we have the chair of the California Democratic Party. You're here. Here's what I'm worried about. Bill Bray was able to use immigration. Now, it looked like a blueprint for every other candidate who's in a tough district. And according to the political analyst Cook, I think it's Charlie Cook, he has raised the amount of seats that are in play for Democrats from about 15 to about 40. But it's 4 months away. 4 months and a week away. So there's plenty of time for, you know, stuff to hit the fan. And I'm worried that they're going to use this immigration thing because people are worried. People are worried about jobs being depressed, wages being depressed. hospital facilities being overtaxed. People are worried, and it's not just in coastal areas. It's in Minnesota. It's in Iowa. It's all across America right now.
Well, look what happened in this recent budget debate. Children were held as ransom simply because there was an allegation that many undocumented immigrant children would receive health care benefits. Excuse me, there are a lot of California children that are here legally that would receive those benefits as well, yet we're going to deny them because of some political rhetoric and spin-off by the Republican side? That's wrong. The other issue that's interesting is on July 2nd, we're going to have a very important election for the presidency of Mexico. It is probably the most significant election ever in the history of that country.
They vote on Sundays?
They vote on Sundays.
They vote on Sundays, which is sensible, by the way.
Very sensible. Very little get-out-the-vote operation required on a Sunday.
That's right.
But here you have a confrontation between the mayor of Mexico City, Obrador, Calderon, who represents the Vincent Fox Party, and then Madrazo, who is the old PRI candidate, doesn't have much of a chance. But those top two candidates are so close together, and it's the first time that they've used negative ads, American consultants. Who was Clinton's consultant?
Carville.
No, the other guy who was caught in the Jefferson Hotel.
The guy that disappeared.
Dick Morris. Is,
that's right.
Is helping one of the candidates. I think it's Calderon who he's helping. It's the first time you've had an Americanized type of campaign, but it also has centered around immigration and immigration issues along the border.
Are they going to build a wall so that we don't come down there?
You know, we have never held the Mexican government's feet to the fire. We have never held their feet to the fire. And Governor Richardson and I for 30 years have been trying to tell people to do that. Every Mexican president has been corrupt in Mexico for the most part. And every time when you see a Mexican, a new resort propping up after a presidential election, it's got to be headed by a group of investors with the ex-president prominently involved.
You're hearing the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude.
Amigo.
El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot.
Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Hurry in to Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and 9 of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
The best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues
online at quakeradio.com
and on the air on 960 the Quake.
Our guest is here on the anniversary, the 41st anniversary of the signing of the UN Charter here in San Francisco, and he's former Assistant Secretary General to the United Nations, Dr. Robert Mueller. Willie?
Dr. Mueller, welcome.
Thank you.
And it is appropriate for you to be in San Francisco, the place where the Charter was first signed, and you devoted more than 40 years, according to the bio that was given to me, to working with the UN to try to make the world a better place. Tell us about yourself. From what part of the world do you come?
Well, I was a very mixed individual because I was born in a province of Belgium, open Malmedy, where the Germans and the Belgians were still fighting to decide to whom it would belong. And
your bio says that you were a member of the French Resistance.
Well, that came then a little later.
You were an old warrior.
Well, not an old warrior, but someone who was always pushed by wars and things of this sort. So my father was a hat maker. I saw, by the way, that you're wearing a hat on many of your pictures. I'm a fully trained hat maker, Panama hat maker.
Then you and I will talk off the air.
Absolutely.
Because you might give me a better price than people who, than Miss Dewson.
Well, I have my hat here too. We can compare it after meeting.
I saw that when you walked in. How did you get hooked up with the UN?
Well, my father then returned to Alsace-Lorraine in France on the border with Germany, which was fought between the French and the German during centuries. You have people there. My grandfather changed nationality 5 times. German, French, German, French, German, because the French came and the Germans came and so on.
I got news for you. He would fit in San Francisco really well.
And I was then involved in the same thing. I was in this town. I could see the border. And I couldn't cross the border because we had to hate the other one. There were Nazis, there were Hitler things. When we had a ball game, they had the marches of...
Okay, but you ended up in the UN. You ended up in the one agency in the world
that's
devoted to trying to bridge the gap between people.
That's it. So one day I saw that when I was at university, I saw an advice. Could you write, where I have here a prize for such and such a sum of money, to the student who writes the best statement of what the world should be tomorrow. So I said, well, you wanted to do something like this, you write it. So in the train, I wrote it, sent it in, and I won the prize. And the prize was an internship
with the UN.
In the United Nations.
And that internship has continued almost till this day, huh? So to speak.
Practically, absolutely.
Yet, 40 years, your entire adult life, you've written lots of things, but somebody has credited you with having a minimum of 650 new ideas on how to make the world a better place.
No, he's wrong. I am at 7,500.
You're at 7,500. What is, it says also in this bio that you're the University of Peace in Costa Rica. What is that?
Well, we created a university for the head. The president of Costa Rica once went to the UN and said, I propose the creation of a university for peace because in Costa Rica we have no militaries and we would like to have most of the countries in the region to suppress their militaries and to be very rich as we are. We are the best country in the whole of Central America. So the Secretary General said, oh, Müller, I have no time for a university for peace. We have enough trouble. But if you want to take care of it, go there. So I went down. I listened to the guy. We made a combination. I went to Costa Rica, and against any reasons, we created the University for Peace, not even having money for it.
How long ago?
Oh, that was, let me see.
85.
In 1985.
But you're now the chancellor for that university, right?
Not anymore, because I'm 83 years old, so that I'm a good old neighbor. I bought the mountain behind it to be there, gave it to my children. And then I am still at University for Peace without getting a penny. I never got a penny anyway. I have my pension from the UN. And the university today, against the will of many governments, they said that's a very dangerous affair. We want to keep our militaries, etc., etc. Well, there are about 60 countries which have now approved it, and we have 150 students. That's already quite a lot.
Could you take one more? My colleague Will Durst.
I need some peace and structure.
Yes, you do. He can't get along with Oakland and their fans. But on a more serious note, in every aspect of anything written about you, it talks about your level of optimism. We see today in the world Hamas and what's happening with Israel. We see what's happening in Iran and the idea of their expanding their nuclear armaments. We see Iraq in total and complete chaos. North Korea raised an unholy hell about a 9,300-mile missile that could actually reach the shores of the good old USA. Everywhere there seems to be discord in Africa among the warlords and other places, and you still remain so optimistic. What is that all about? Is it that you just don't realize all this is happening?
No, but you cannot afford to go down. You have to consolidate what you have done at the top. The fact that now for 60 years we haven't had a war between nations.
Hold on a second. You're going to have a war between us and we don't let people know. This is 960, the quake.
No, but we have wars in the Middle East. And I remember when I got China back to the UN and they invited me to China, the president of China said, the Secretary General asked, what are we going to do with the Middle East? And you know what the president of China said? Forget about it. I'm not going to deal with that one. They will still be around in 100 years, so don't lose your time. So we have situations which are prolonged and prolonged. They just do not want to agree. And they would agree only, as Cyprus said. I went to Cyprus. I was unable to do anything. But Cyprus now, if suddenly they are members of the European Community, the day after they would stop their trouble with the Turks. Can you imagine? If you are in the business like the world and you want to have a better world, you have to be a hyper-optimist. And you have to look at this too, of course. But if it is hopeless, you shouldn't devote all your life and your newspapers and your news on what is wrong in a few countries.
We're speaking with Dr. Robert Mueller. He's a diplomat, a prophet, an economist, spiritual leader, politician trained in law, a dreamer, a realist, a pragmatist, and a radical idealist all at once. And he's with us here, keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Mr. Mueller, you have been called the dreamer. How do you implement peace? How we have all these governments that are fighting. How do you go about actually making it a personal choice? How can our listeners do it?
Well, I think the best solution which I have found so far is that my 7,000 ideas for a better world, and there will be another 500, they are on internet. And I learned from internet that the people who are looking for answers to problems of peace and war, they come to us, and your ideas are the most spread ideas we ever had on internet. So I don't even have to do anything anymore. It's in internet, the people are looking for peace. They say to internet, do you have any ideas? There was a woman government who said today, Mr. Mueller, I want to have all your ideas on peacemaking. I said, that's very simple. When do I get it? Oh, in a few days, I send it to you. And the computer produced 250 pages with ideas for peace.
250.
And I sent it to her. She never heard. I never heard from her. In other words, you have to have ideas. You have to put in every situation. You give them to the newspapers and so on. And you have always to be on top of it, of thinking, what else can I do?
In your most recent publication, which you titled, Most of All, They Taught Me Happiness, who's the they?
Who
in that title, yeah.
Oh, there's a whole series of people. You will find them there. They are all mentioned.
In the book?
In the book. Oh, yes, definitely. In other words, those are all things which were taught to me by outsiders. As a matter of fact, I came at one point in my life, said, my God, your life is very interesting in the United Nations. You should begin to write down what is happening. So I did the collection of ideas, which was very important to people. So I'm getting letters now from people, Mr. Müller, I read your book every evening, and I learn so much. And I have become a happy, satisfied man, knowing that I have to work more for peace. And I've discovered that your book is more important than my PhD in philosophy. I'm getting letters like this. So in other words, you have to tell people you can be a peacemaker too. You can do it in your neighborhood, you can do it in your city, you can have a dream of a better world, you might like flower creations or things of this sort, so do it. Be happy.
The voice you hear is that of Dr. Robert Mueller, a man who has devoted all of his life to the idea of pursuing peace. He's right here with us on 960 The Quake on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And Dr. Mueller, you have been looked at and nominated for the Nobel Prize. You've not yet achieved that lofty goal, but you're in quest thereof. And I'm told that your real dream was one day to have your ability to cross that border that you talked about and across that pond that you talked about. Your passport now says European Union.
Yes.
And you're able to wander all over the world with that passport.
Well, not all over the world with the passport, yes. But what has happened is that we, in my hometown, as I told you, I saw the border. I couldn't cross the Saar River because on the other side there were Germans. When we had the football game, they came with Teutonic marches to overtake our songs of the French Marseillaise. It was horrible. Well, with young people after the war, we said, we're going to give hell to those French and to those Germans. They have to work together. And they created the European Union.
You're hearing the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Segments from previous shows you might have missed.
Catch Will and Willie live every weekday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. On the air at 960 a.m.
And online at quakeradio.com.
960, The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
You're hearing the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie
on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station,
KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Could there be yet another launch delay for Space Shuttle Discovery? Correspondent Lisa Goddard reports live from Cape Canaveral that now there's a new concern about insulating foam on the main fuel tank.
Jim, NASA officials have found a 5-inch-long crack in some of that foam. Now, this is the foam that sits roughly on top of that large orange external fuel tank. It's also the same foam that NASA has been worried about that it could break off during liftoff. This crack just adds to those concerns. And at this minute, NASA scientists are meeting to see how much of a problem this is. They may have to build a huge scaffolding to go up and fix it. That would delay launch some more. Reporting live, Lisa Goddard, CNN, Kennedy Space Center.
At least 30 people died today in a subway train wreck in Valencia, Spain. Journalist Enrique Payas tells us it's unclear whether anyone else might still be trapped underground.
In the place of the accident, some improvised hospitals have been set to attend all the people that are still there. And we have to say that it's still to be proved that there are passengers trapped inside the underground, inside the subway.
First reports are that the train crash was accidental, that it may have been taking a curve too fast.
The Commerce Department reports residential construction was down by 0.4% in May. That's the biggest one-month decline in nearly 2 years. And the Institute for Supply Management says the manufacturing sector expanded in June at a slower pace than most analysts expected. A big asteroid flew past Earth overnight. It missed by about 269,000 miles, not much farther than the moon. Jack Horkheimer at the Miami Planetarium tells it's about a half mile wide.
It's called a potentially hazardous asteroid, an object, because it does cross Earth's orbit. We know of about 800 of these potentially dangerous objects that are large enough to do damage to us.
Scientists say the same chunk of rock may approach Earth 10 more times this century as it loops back around, but it's not expected to pose a threat. This is CNN Radio.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
There is an American angle to the Mexican presidential vote. Correspondent Jim Roop reports some people slipped across the border from the U.S. into Mexico illegally to vote in the election.
And Jim, what was tough about crossing to cast a vote is that they had to pre-register several months ago, so that was risky also. Many boarded buses very early Sunday morning to get to the border, one of the polling places there. Why risk this?
We want to vote for a Mexican president that represents with dignity our people in Mexico or the world.
And many say what happens with this election will affect the U.S. because if the new president does not improve conditions, reduce poverty, create jobs and opportunities for Mexican citizens, they will continue to migrate illegally to this country. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
And indeed, right now, the Mexican vote is too close to call. The election is over, of course. Two presidential candidates are claiming victory, but right now the votes are still being counted. We may not know for several more days who the victor is. This is CNN Radio.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad, albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
960thequake.com, your online pass to the Bay Area's progressive talk station. Contests, podcasts, streams, downloads of your favorite Quake shows. Links to progressive events and organizations around the Bay Area. Go get it. QuakeRadio.com.
960 The Quake celebrates our nation's independence this weekend by clearing out our prize closet. Books by leftist authors, tchotchkes, swag, and whatnot. Just call in and win. Find out when to call at QuakeRadio.com.
This is the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960.
the Quake.
Joining us is the mayor of San Francisco, who yesterday made headlines in the city and county of San Francisco by professing to have a plan to cover 85,000 people who are not now covered. We're talking about Gavin Newsom, of course, a man who...
The mayor of the
city and county of San Francisco, and a man who, in February of 2004, startled the whole world when he had City Hall begin the laborious process of trying to legalize marriage between people of the same sex. He's become world renowned.
Which, according to Fox News, is going to lead to marriage with snakes.
Did you see that? It was on Fox News today.
Snakes.
I'm selling serpents here.
Yeah. I thought it was pineapples. That's good. Snakes.
Hollowed out pineapples?
Slithery. That's good.
We're going to keep this kind of stuff. Okay. Please. Okay. We're going to be serious about this because healthcare is a serious issue.
No, it is.
It is a serious issue. Okay, so
we stole Mr. this whole Mayor. Idea from you. Mr. This whole thing was stolen from Willie Brown. 1998,
really?
When
Mr.
he was
Mayor.
Mayor, he put an initiative on the ballot, overwhelmingly supported by the voters, for universal health care, put a panel together, headed by Dr. Sandra Hernandez, at the time was the head of the health department, Blue Ribbon Panel for Universal Health Care. Came out with a great report, we just couldn't afford it.
This is the only time you'll ever hear him say that, but
no,
go right
true.
Ahead.
No, yeah, and for years it sort of collected dust. People had given up on it. And what we decided to do is read the report again, started to think a little bit differently, but took the principles from the report and took the principal author of the report, Dr. Sandra Hernandez, and made her co-chair with Lloyd Dean, the head of Catholic Healthcare West. And they put together a committee of 40 folks, and they thought about how we can make this real. And they decided a fundamental that was a frame that they had to change, and that was it shouldn't be health insurance because of the affordability issue, but it can be health access, which in essence is the same thing. It's just not portable outside of San Francisco. And with
so
that,
it's okay if I get sick here in the city, but if I get sick in a canoe on the Green River in Utah, I'm screwed.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of emergency rooms on the Green Room on River, but you know, but,
Mr. Mayor,
yeah, I mean, that's it in a nutshell.
Mr. Mayor, in terms of the coverage, who are you trying to cover? We already cover people who are extremely poor.
That's right.
Through the public assistance health care programs.
Right.
And obviously people who work for the city and county of San Francisco and the civil service have a plan similar to the one that George Bush has. Who are you trying to cover? What's this gap? Where did 85,000 people come from?
These 80-plus thousand folks disproportionately are male. 59% of them are male. Disproportionately are 25 to 40 years old. Disproportionately, these folks are living below 200% of federal poverty, meaning they're earning individually less than $19,600 a year. These are the folks that are also disproportionately working. And that's really the great tragedy of our system, is that the vast majority of the uninsured in this country are actually working but don't have access to health insurance.
Would many of these people be covered by a rival program that has been pro-offered by Tom Amiano?
About 16,000 of the 82,000 would be affected by, quote-unquote, this mandate that Supervisor Amiano's put together. Again, that mandate is exclusively for businesses that are operating in San Francisco that require minimum amount of health care expenditure. And you can do it either through our health access plan or you can do it through traditional insurance. The whole idea of the mandate is, imagine if we put together a health access plan that's cheaper than health insurance. What happens is a business, you have a perverse incentive of dumping the more expensive insurance to get the health access plan.
Right.
We don't want to see that happen. So having a mandate creates a floor, a minimum health care expenditure, so that we don't have that quote-unquote crowding out. So the only way our plan ultimately works is there has to be some form of a mandate. The question is, what does that mandate look like? And therein lies the controversy.
Do you have to have a job in order to be eligible for your health access program? In other words, do you have to be a part of that so-called working group?
No, what's amazing about this, you can have any kind of pre-existing condition, HIV or AIDS, you can have severe chronic illnesses, hepatitis C and the like, diabetes, doesn't make any difference. We don't care about immigration status. This is controversial, but this is San Francisco, and I'm proud of that. And you don't have to have a job. In fact, disproportionately, you don't have to have a job, because the whole point of this thing is to help that guy who's out on the corner, out on the street, that's disproportionately using the healthcare system right now by being picked up in an ambulance, being dropped off at the emergency room. We're already paying paying the cost, and we're paying a disproportionate amount of the cost on the back end. It's time to invest in the front end, save money, and ultimately save lives.
Do you have to be a resident of the city and county of San Francisco to be eligible?
That's the whole bottom line. In terms of, we don't want to overpromise, it's San Francisco residents. You get a health card. You get the same kind of coverage that, for example, I would receive within the city. It's private as well as public. You can go to Kaiser, CPMC. We're working with St. Mary's and St. Francis and others. So it's portable and within the system. It's not just community clinics in San Francisco. It allows you the ability to get the same kind of quote-unquote nonprofit private care that the rest of us can afford.
I'm sure you recognize that voice. That voice is the mayor of San Francisco, the present mayor. We're used to having the old mayor. Now we got the new mayor. We're going to have the future mayor on later on.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Are you running? You're here.
We might have already had her on.
Yeah.
960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, and from Cafe Floor here in the Castro.
Let me ask one more question, Mr. Mayor. If you live in Daly City,
yep,
and you are working as a server in a place where they don't have health care coverage, what happens to you? You live in Daly City,
yeah,
and you're working in San Francisco, and you're working for under 200% of poverty. What are you covered anywhere in this?
Unfortunately, we're not in a position to do that. We're in a position to help the 82,000 San Franciscans that are currently uninsured. That's a responsibility, I would argue, of San Mateo County.
Are we going to become a magnet for people who are disenfranchised places?
That was the argument when we raised the minimum wage to $8.82. That was the argument when we became the first city in the nation to do universal preschool. That was the argument when we put together all kinds of initiatives, including transgender benefits for sex changes, that everybody said the sky's going to fall in, bankruptcy is pending in San Francisco. It's never necessarily materialized. So what happens is when you get into those magnet debates, it gets in the way of actual reforms. And I think the fundamental here is it's no longer good enough, Democrats and Republicans, to identify a problem, explain it away, abdicate responsibility, and push it off. We've got to have solutions that are presented, ideas that are proffered, and challenge the status quo with something that can be manifested in terms of real change. And that's really the offer we're proposing. And again, it's hardly perfect, but I can tell you it's well thought out. It's funded disproportionately. 80%+ of it's already funded, and we're moving forward already.
What is that source of funding?
We're taking $104 million that currently exists within the system that we're already spending on our uninsured, and we're redirecting those dollars, and we're redirecting them to the individual. We're taking about $56 million from individuals that will participate in this program based upon a tiered system of premiums. For example, if you're earning less than 100% of federal poverty, you'll pay $3 a month in a monthly premium for this health benefit. If you're earning 200 to 400% of federal poverty, again, about $20,000 to $40,000 as an individual, you'll pay an average of $35. And then it tiers up from there. We believe we can generate $56 million from the individuals for this plan. And it includes point of service fees, which are otherwise referred to as co-payments. So you got $104 million plus that $56. That's $160 of a $198 million plan.
Do you have to establish a different bureaucracy to administer this program, or can you absorb it within the context and the confines of your existing structure?
This is why, again, you deserve credit, Mayor. You put together the San Francisco Health Plan, a nonprofit that currently functions, as you noted just a moment ago, our Healthy Families, our Healthy Kids, and our Healthy Adults program that provides universal health insurance for people based on federal poverty levels already. So we're just going to add this to the menu of services that are already existing and already being offered at the San Francisco Health Plan.
Are there any significant opposition groups out there, or are you putting together the program that hopefully will build a total consensus?
This is remarkable that we had business and labor, academia, everybody together at a press conference 2 days ago, and everyone saying, we believe this, and everyone going, wow, that it was so simple, yet so revolutionary. And again, the whole frame had to change from insurance to health access. But people were fixated on the insurance question, and so it became a quagmire. We never were able to advance it. But right when people started thinking differently, all of a sudden, it opens up all these opportunities. And here's why. With insurance, you can't draw down state and federal dollars. Without insurance, you can draw down state and federal dollars to offset, based on these federal poverty guidelines, to offset some of the local costs. And with the ability to get the private service network, to get Kaiser and get CPMC and St. Francis others to participate, we now have a world-class system that's real and it's achievable.
Gavin Newsom is our guest here. The What Would Willie Do question.
Before he asks the question, he's got to answer the question about... how a doctor or provider gets paid for providing medical services to one of his access people. If it's not by way of the insurance reimbursement process, what do you do?
Well, right now people aren't getting paid. So, for example, if you're an indigent and you're going down to Kaiser in the emergency room, they'll send you a bill. The chances are you're not going to pay that bill because you can't afford it. So right now they're getting nothing. Through this program, the money goes with that individual up to $201.25. That's an actual actuarial number. So that is a reimbursement for a cost of service, not the entire cost, I grant, but for a big part of the cost. So that is an opportunity for these hospitals that are currently getting nothing to get something, and that's why they're very eager to participate in this program.
And it's paid by the health plan?
It's paid by the health plan, health access plan, through the San Francisco Health Plan, and it goes, again, with that individual, and it's part of that $198 million mix, again, where we're already investing $104 million. So we've already funded half the program with the existing resources, and now it's an opportunity to find that gap, the difference, and we think we've got that strategy.
All right, I'm prepared.
Gavin Newsom, your question to Mr. Brown.
But keep in mind.
Keep in mind what?
If I feel the necessity for a lawyer to represent me, the DA is here.
Mr. Mayor, do you have a question for Mr. Mayor?
I got so many questions. Why are you wearing tennis shoes this morning?
Now, let's just go.
Everyone's thinking that. They don't care about the politics stuff.
For openers, yes, it shows you how unconnected you are to clothing. These are not tennis shoes. Let me explain to you what they are. And I'll tell
you
what.
Taking them off.
Taking one off.
He is taking them off. Mm-hmm. They're not really tennis shoes. You notice the color.
Yeah, they're tennis.
You notice.
Give me that.
You note here. It's nothing like what Will Durst is wearing.
Sold
by Wilkes Bashful. They're not just three different
Wilkes
colors.
Tennis shoes.
They're three different surfaces. Look at it. Check it out. Check it out.
Rubber, leather, and
a $500 footwear. That's not a tennis shoe. I mean, no.
I remember someone giving me crap yesterday morning for wearing tennis shoes. And look at you.
That was yesterday.
You're hearing the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Segments from previous shows you might have missed.
Catch Will and Willie live every weekday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. On the air at 960 a.m.
And online at quakeradio.com.
960, The Quake.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
960 The Quake, broadcasting in HD Digital. Learn more at quakeradio.com. The best of keeping it real with Will and Willie continues
online at quakeradio.com
and on the air on 960 The Quake.
We have a guest from Amnesty International. Mona Sedena, welcome to The Quake.
Thanks for having me.
Mona.
Yes.
Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. How are you? It's a little early, but I'm doing all right.
No, it's not early for us. We're up at 4:30.
I know. Y'all have been at it for hours.
And I got to tell you, Amnesty International for years has been up awful early. Of course, you've been pointing out the inconsistencies in nations' policies with reference to human rights. You're doing a screening? Is this movie about the work of Amnesty International, or does it demonstrate something some nation has done?
It's really more a demonstration. This film is called The Road to Guantanamo, and it's the story of three British nationals who were detained in the Guantanamo prison without charge for 2 years. They're known as the Tipton Three. That's a reference to their hometown. They're British nationals, and this is really just a first-hand account of their experience of spending 2 years uncharged in Guantanamo Bay.
All right, back up for a second.
Sure.
You said they're three British nationals.
Uh-huh.
Are they like English by birth, or are they persons who have come from some other country and have lived there for a long time? They're not ethnically British, are they?
Well, they're Muslim, and
That's what I thought.
My understanding is that they were born in Britain, but you know that's a little bit fuzzy. But we can certainly check that out and
so where were they
come to the
up?
Film.
Yeah.
Where were they picked up?
Yeah.
My understanding is that they were picked up in Britain and sent over to Guantanamo Bay. They were there for 2 years, released without charge.
And they were turned over to us?
Over to the U.S. government, yeah.
Or does the U.S. government rent out space to the British? What is this? I don't understand.
Well, you know, as you know, in Guantanamo Bay, a lot of the guys who were there were turned over by bounty hunters as a result of a bounty that was put out on the heads of suspected terrorists by the U.S. government. So, you know, there are 450 guys there, and the majority of them were turned over by bounty hunters, essentially sold to the U.S. government for bounty.
Bounty hunters? That's an incredible story.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Walk us through this presentation, which is going to happen over at the Berkeley Archives. Well, give us just a little bit of a snippet. Give us a snippet of it.
Sure. Well, this film, first, just to let you know, it's the winner of the Silver Bear at the Berlin International Film Festival. And coming here to the United States, this is really its U.S. release, and it will be released to the public later on. So The Road to Guantanamo, it's a first-hand account of these three British citizens held for 2 years without charges at Guantanamo Bay, the American military prison. As I said, they're known as the Tipton Three, and it really just goes through their ordeal from the beginning to the end. So
it's part dramatization?
It is part dramatization, and it is part first-hand accounts. I mean, they're all actors playing the Tipton Three, but it goes back and forth from showing the drama of what's happening inside Guantanamo Bay to some that come back to interviews with,
live
with
interviews
the guys.
With the guys. And how long is the movie, do you know?
It's a feature length.
So it's about 90 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did Amnesty do this film, or did somebody else do the film?
We did not do this film. It's actually directed by Michael Winterbottom and Matt Whitecross, and we have been partnering with the filmmakers on the film because we found that the stories in the film are illustrative of what we know to be happening in Guantanamo Bay right now.
And, Monica, does this come from a book that was done, or just from the collection of the stories of the three British nationals?
It comes from a collection. There was a 114-page report that was written after these guys got out.
And the report was done by Amnesty International?
The report was not done by Amnesty International, and I think it was the International Red Cross, but that's... I don't have that on my sheet.
That's all right. It doesn't matter. I thought maybe Amnesty International had done the report, and then someone picked it up for film purposes, but it was done by some other international human rights agency.
That's
of
right.
And it was picked up. Are there other films that have been done on the experiences of people at Guantanamo Bay?
At this point, this is the only one that we have really been working on. You know, I have heard that there are some in formation right now. My I assume that there are probably some shorter documentaries, but this is really the first one that's gotten a popular release.
How does this film end? Is it that these guys are now available for some lawyers to take up their cause and sue the U.S. for wrongful incarceration?
Wow, that's a good question. I guess you'll have to come to the film and find out.
She just dropped one on me. I mean, I walked into that one.
We're speaking with Mona Cedeno from Cedeno?
Cadena.
Cadena. Mona Cadena from Amnesty International here on 960 The Quake. She's bringing to us the knowledge of this movie called The Road to Gitmo, or is it The Road to Guantanamo? We call it The Road to Gitmo.
Right, that's right. It's our vernacular.
Yes. What else do you do for Amnesty International?
I'm our field director, so I work with members across the western region of Amnesty International. So from Colorado West, Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, American Samoa. So we do a lot of training, a lot of policy stuff, working with activists to be as effective as they can. And then we do a lot of policy stuff, women's rights.
It's got to be a busy time for
you. It's busy, yes.
Tell the listeners exactly what Amnesty International is and does.
Sure. Amnesty is the largest worldwide grassroots human rights organization. We have almost 2 million members around the world, and we essentially work to protect human rights for all people, wherever they are, and to make sure that governments are really respecting the rule of law and that they incorporate human rights principles into their national documents and also in the things that they do, like interrogating suspects and picking up suspects, etc.
And how do we rate on the Amnesty International list of international do-batters?
Are you talking about the Quake?
No, I'm not talking about KQKE.
As in the U.S., we.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, you know, as you know, Amnesty doesn't take money from any governments. We only take money from individuals, so we liked the opportunity to be as unbiased as possible. And, you know, we've been focusing a lot on the U.S., particularly in regards to the war on terror and the U.S. practices in Guantanamo Bay. So, you know, we are quite concerned with the way that the U.S. is purporting itself around the world these days.
When I was growing up years ago, do you know that Joan Baez was the face of Amnesty International?
That's right. We have great love for Joan.
Yeah, for a long time, she was really the face of all during the 60s when I lived in the Haight, and she was like the icon leader on the folk single circuit. She literally devoted much of her time, much of her talent, and most of her charity went to Amnesty International.
She was one of the founders of the U.S. section of Amnesty International with Jeanetta Sagan.
That is absolutely correct. And Joan is just as riveted today as she was then on the issue of human rights all over the world. And this was before she married David Harris. See, little trivia, guys. I remember all of those kinds of things.
She was still in her Bob Dylan hangover.
Yeah. It's all part of it. When you say that you look at nations' conduct vis-a-vis human rights, you are talking about not just on international issues, you're talking about on internal issues within nations.
That's right. Internally, we might look at things like the way a nation treats its prisoners, the way its police forces are conducting themselves, and those type of issues. So we do. We look, you know, across both international, national, and local areas. You know, we believe that it's important to protect human rights for everybody. Otherwise, it's meaningless for the rest of us.
More of the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on 960 The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. There's a crack in the foam on the space shuttle's fuel tank. Correspondent Lisa Goddard tells us NASA managers are meeting right now trying to decide whether it can be fixed in time for tomorrow's scheduled launch.
The crack is inside some foam insulation near the top of the external fuel tank. That's the large orange tank behind the shuttle. It's the same type of foam that broke off and fatally damaged the Space Shuttle Columbia, the same type, but this is in a different location and it's used in smaller pieces.
At least 30 people died in a subway train wreck in Valencia, Spain today. First indications are that the train was traveling too fast, that it was not terrorism. The government reports a slowdown in housing construction. It fell in May by the biggest one-month amount in nearly 2 years. A U.S. soldier has been discharged from the Army and charged in connection with the killing of an Iraqi woman and her family. Federal law enforcement officials say Stephen Green has been arrested in North Carolina in connection with the case. This is CNN Radio. The CIA says a second audio message in recent days from Osama bin Laden is indeed bin Laden. Correspondent David Ensor reports this message is different from ones in the past.
He calls on the supporters of al-Qaeda in Iraq to attack supporters of these Shiite governments that have been in place since Saddam Hussein was overthrown. So it's in effect a call for Muslims to fight Muslims, and that is something new from al-Qaeda.
At least one Iraqi lawmaker says Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's cell phone had the numbers of several senior Iraqi officials on it. He says they included ministry employees and members of the parliament. The lawmaker's calling for an investigation and punishment for those whose numbers were found. The new Superman movie was tops the box office over the weekend. It took in more than $84 million. The Devil Wears Prada was second with about $27 million. Click, Cars, and Nacho Libre round out the top five. Industry insiders say this well could be the second best July 4th weekend ever behind 2004. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now. Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Car audio hobby into a national catalog by helping folks get into new technologies like today's HD digital radio. If your tuner can't receive HD radio's extra channels, check out HD radio in our catalog or visit us online at crutchfield.com.
Here at 960 The Quake, we're doing our level best to make this the best radio station for you, to make your experience the best it can be. If you have feedback, compliments, questions, criticism, email theboss@quakeradio.com.
This is the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
James Lee Witt, former head of FEMA, has joined us somewhat unexpectedly, but this is a pleasure.
He just happened to be walking through the lobby, and I must tell you that during the time that I served as Speaker of the California State Assembly, and we had the Northridge earthquake here in California, and in 1989, of course, you had the horror quake that so adversely affected many public buildings in San Francisco. I had the great honor of meeting Jamie Lee, making him an honorary Californian in an effort to pick the pockets of FEMA on behalf of everything. Jamie Lee, how are you?
I'm great, Mayor. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to our city. I know that you were over at the Moscone Center a couple of days ago for that international conference on disasters and particular earthquakes.
Yes.
What else brings you to California?
Well, the 100th anniversary of the 1906 earthquake is what brought us here. And, you know, we have an office in Sacramento now. And I'm paying taxes, as you wanted me to. But
that's why I made you an honorary citizen. I knew. Jamie Lee Witt had the responsibility of assisting California at the time of the disaster first involving the Northridge quake. He worked very closely with then-Governor Pete Wilson in an effort to accelerate that recovery in that particular area. And then you had the opportunity to do some other things in California with the fires that occurred here.
The wildfires, the floods, mudslides. I've seen everything you've seen in California.
And probably even more. Well, we here at the Quake have been for the last month or so broadcasting about the quake and the disaster which San Francisco experienced and the horror of 1906. We've been trying to educate the public and get them ready. Do you have any advice and counsel on how best to help motivate the public and get it ready for what everybody says eventually will occur, a quake?
You know, it's very important for this anniversary date to be the foundation of getting people and communities ready, even more ready than ever before, and bringing the public awareness and education to the level that it should be. We don't do enough of public awareness and public education of what people can do for their families. Their families, going home and making a family plan with your kids. Because if your kids are at school and you're at work and something happens and you're separated, for them to know who to call and where to call, and everybody knowing that same number and that same person, to let people know that you're okay and where you are. And in businesses themselves, business continuity planning today is so critical. And having your employees prepared, their families prepared, can make a difference in whether or not you're back open and running in the next day or two after an event. So the business continuity and emergency preparedness today will make a difference tomorrow. And everything you can do in prevention will not only save lives, but it'll save money. And it'll shorten the recovery effort time tremendously. We did a study after a lot of the mitigation prevention projects we did, not only in California but other states, and we found that every dollar spent on prevention saved $3 to $5 in future losses.
That's an incredible figure.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask this question, not for purposes of being critical, but what suggestions do you have for Katrina and the obvious disaster that it was and the obvious absence of the same kind of coordination that you applied here in California? What suggestions do you have now going forward for this country in terms of its potential for facing future disasters?
Well, I think, and I've voiced this very strongly with the Congress. I testified 3 years ago that if they did not pull FEMA out and staff it and fund it, that if we had a catastrophic event, that they would not be able to respond. I've been very vocal about this. Because
of being put in the
Department of Homeland Security.
So you agree with Brownie on that then?
Well,
the problem was that it got sucked into the Homeland Security Department.
Exactly. Of course, I was saying it before Brownie was.
Right.
He was there when I was saying it. But I'm just saying that when you look at the bombing of the Murray Building in Oklahoma, we responded to that with justice, with law enforcement, and justice handled a crisis management side, we handle the consequence management side. You look at the response to 9/11 in New York and the Pentagon. It was both was very good by FEMA, but that was when FEMA was still intact. Then they created Department of Homeland Security. They took the preparedness out of FEMA. They took the staffing out of FEMA and put in Homeland Security. They minimized the effectiveness of emergency management in this country, which I think should be fixed. I think it should be funded. The Department of Homeland Security funding for fire departments and police officers is absolutely critical and needed, which they have done. But they have minimized the funding and cut funding to emergency management. FEMA does not even have the earthquake program anymore. It's under NIST.
That's just extraordinary.
And they did away with the hurricane program. Can you believe that?
Whitty, you're doing a hell of a job.
What are you doing now, sir?
I have James Lee Whitten Associates, which is now a division of Global Options in New York. We have four companies in this Global Options group, and we do consulting for business continuity, emergency management. We do representation of corporations, and we're in Louisiana helping Governor Blanco in the long-term recovery efforts in Louisiana.
Jamie Lee Witt, former head of FEMA, joins us. If I can take things to a more macro level, and I understand FEMA's more about, well, response and planning for response, but in reading about the quake of 06 and the absolutely inevitable coming big one at some point, everybody from geologists to emergency preparedness people say we're really not planning adequately. We're not doing everything we should do. There's a terrible problem with the levees in the Delta region, California, and those who live on high ground might not realize you might get really, really thirsty in a big hurry if that levee system gets breached. It's most of the drinking water for California. But the will doesn't seem to exist to spend in advance, to do in advance. Is it just that there are too many competing needs? We saw it with the levees in New Orleans.
There is competing needs. There's competing needs in healthcare, the education, everything you can think of and look at, highway constructions, everything that is out there, that it's competitive in the funding that state and local governments need to be better prepared. One of the most critical things that we're facing in this country, California probably leads the nation in building codes and standards and adopting and enforcing. But the problem is not that good, but the problem is the traditional buildings that we inherited over the years that were built before there was seismic building codes and standards. And those buildings have to be retrofitted to meet the standards of today. But we not only have it in California, but we have it in other countries and other states and other counties and cities across the country with different risk. But it's like hospital schools. I never will forget walking into Kennedy School. All of the ceilings in that school fell on the desk. Let me tell you something. If that earthquake had been at 9:30 in the morning instead of 4:31 in the morning, the injuries in those schools and injuries other places would have been unacceptable.
You're talking about the Northridge quake.
Exactly.
The school, the
right.
Kennedy School that was there. And it's amazing, by the way, how quakes in California have occurred at the time that people were mostly in their homes.
Yes.
The 5.12, 5.13 quake in San Francisco, people were in their homes. The Northridge quake for the short period of time where the devastation occurred, people were in their homes. The institution was not occupied. But you referenced the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
They are always occupied.
Always.
And so I take it your admonition with reference to public structures of that nature is even stronger.
Absolutely. And let me just say this, because I'm going to have to leave, but let me just say this real quick. California right now, Admiral James Lloyd and I are co-chairing of an organization called ProtectingAmerica.org that we've started. And the reason we started this is simply for the fact, like California, like Florida, like many other states, the insurance industry is pulling out of states and not allowing to sell insurance in those states. And what we're trying to do is to make insurance more available, affordable, with lower deductibles so people can have coverage so they can recover faster. Because right now in California, I think it's like 1 in 7 or 14% of the people have earthquake insurance. So we have to change. We have to do something different.
The insurance commissioner, John Garamendi, is going to arrange for a 20% deduction for everybody for earthquake insurance to get more people.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
It is. But we have to do something different than we've been doing. Because right now, it's killing us. And it's killing people. And they're not going to be able to get insurance for mortgages or loans or anything else if we don't do something, if we don't start now. So, and then take a percentage of that fund, creating a catastrophe fund in each state, take a percentage of that fund that would be managed by the state and the governor and a board he or she appoints, but then take a percentage of it for public awareness, public education, mitigation, and prevention.
Jamie Lee Witt, former head of FEMA, thanks for sharing your expertise. We appreciate you.
Thanks for dropping by. It's good seeing you, citizen Jamie Lee.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot.
Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hoffyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and 9 of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues
online at quakeradio.com
and on the air on 960 The Quake.
On Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, as he usually does on a Friday on 960 The Quake. Welcome, Michael.
Quite a debate yesterday on the Iraqi war.
Right. Well, look, didn't you just love this press conference that the Santorum and Hoekstra, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has to announce the report on weapons of mass destruction? We found the weapons of mass destruction, and then it turns out to be the stuff left over from the Persian Gulf War in 1991. But actually, you know what's amazing? Hoekstra, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Right. Now, you'd think...
Another oxymoron.
Yeah, right. You'd think there'd be somebody in that position would, you know.
Some staff person should have said, hey, boss.
yeah. We don't really want to go here. Yeah. You know, what's interesting is that the administration, you know, is like dumping all over this. They don't want to get caught in this debate because it just reminds people of how wrong they were. Do they really want to go down this road and try to, you know, put a good face on all the lousy intelligence they championed and promoted and exaggerated and used to get the Congress to vote for the war resolution in October 2002? Of course not.
And Santorum is running for re-election. He's in a tough case, a tough fight against Casey.
Right.
This has got to be a little hurtful in his operation.
Well, you'd think, but I guess the guy's desperate. Look, I mean, yeah, if the Democrats have any chance in this fall, I mean, Santorum ought to be a goner. I mean, he would be the most vulnerable Republican you can look at the landscape. So, I mean, I think the Democrats have to assume he's going down if they have any chance of getting anywhere.
What is your view as to how six Democrats sided with the Republicans on the final resolution that a majority of the Democrats voted for on the war in Iraq?
Well, look, it just shows the conflicted nature of the Democrats have had all along on this. You know, that there's never been a unified Democratic position. There's never been sort of a clearly articulated policy. And this, you know, this has been the best friend for the biggest advantage the Bush administration has had is that, you know, absent a clearly defined alternative from the Democratic Party.
Don't you think that it also gives the Democrats a little bit of momentum in that they've drawn a line in the massive weapons of mass destruction free sand, pretty much to say that the Democrats are for bringing the boys home, the Republicans are for keeping them there. Don't you think that it makes it pretty obvious to every voter in America that this is where everybody stands?
But I thought the question was, what about the Democrats that voted with the Republicans on this?
Yes, right. But those six Democrats, I mean, Mary Landrieu from Louisiana,
sure,
not a real Democrat, the same way that Lincoln Chafee, who's the only Republican who switched, not a real Republican.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you know, what's going to be really interesting to watch is Lieberman and that Senate, you know, that primary race he's got, because, I mean, he would probably be the most emblematic example of Democrat who's been hawkish on this and has supported the administration. And he's in a really tough primary fight. And I think that's going to define a lot about whether the Democrats are going to be in one camp or the other, right? But, you know, you still have the Democrats' leading presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, who has yet to say what so many others have said: I made a mistake in supporting this war. She's still not, and whether she'll ever get there is, you know, I don't think she ever will. I don't think she's capable of ever saying, I made a mistake about anything, right? So, and she's the presumptive standard bearer for the party, or at least she's the, you know, leading candidate right now, and everybody thinks she's the 800-pound gorilla to be the Democratic candidate in 08. So, you know, how do you navigate that, to say that the Democratic Party stands for something else when it's, you know, the presumptive party leader at the moment doesn't?
And that's Michael Isikoff of Newsweek, a man who comes to us every Friday and brings us views and wisdom from the great Washington, D.C. Let's talk for a minute about the 13 Democrats who went with the Kerry effort. They were primarily Kerry, Boxer, and Feingold.
Right.
How about the other 10? Who were they, basically, if you know?
Who were the others? I don't.
It would be interesting to wonder how only 10 and what would be the reasons why the 10. I would assume that somewhere in that 10 would be the making of somebody who might be a candidate for the nomination.
Well, Feingold, I think, is the right now looks like the anti
the anti-Hillary.
Well, the anti-Hillary who can say I was against this from the get-go. I've consistently opposed this, and I think that's the Kerry is, of course, conflicted by the fact that he didn't. I mean, he's saying I made a mistake, but of course he did vote for it in October 2002. So there's the he is. He's got the original sin there, if you will. I think in order for somebody to really gain traction on this, I don't know. Maybe, look, Murtha has been pretty forceful. I mean, he's not running for president, of course. But I think you can run as an anti-war candidate if you sort of fess up and say, I was wrong, I made a mistake, I was misled, but I have to take some responsibility here myself. I can't sort of point it off. I think if you strictly, use the misled line, you're setting yourself up for, well, why didn't you read closely the dissents in the NIE? Why didn't you listen to people who were warning about this? You just can't simply say I was misled. So that leaves you with either people who are willing to say I made a mistake, or purists who voted against the war from the beginning and saying I always thought this was a bad thing.
And again, the voice of Mike Isikoff from Newsweek. Did you notice that Mr. Reed, as it's being reported, Ralph Reed, received $5.3 million his participation in the Man in the Hats operation in Washington?
The Man in the Hats operation.
Norquist. I was looking at that report this morning, actually, and it's a pretty devastating report just about the sort of just pure greed that the entire Abramoff episode exemplifies, and to see Reed and Grover Norquist implicated in that is we've known that they were implicated. What's new here is the some of the delicious details. Actually, the thing that was most leapt out at me was Binet, who now I think is sort of teed up for indictment. I think they were waiting for the Safavian conviction that finally came down this week. I thought it took longer than I thought it was going to take, but he's convicted. The prime witness against him was Neil Volz, who was Ney's chief of staff. Now that that's done, I think Ney is teed up for indictment. And in the report yesterday, the one new thing we learned is that he was interviewed by the Senate committee staff about the help he provided for one of these Tigwa tribes, and says, of course, he denied that he ever met with the tribe, denied that he ever did anything for them. And then the committee report just gives this abundance of evidence about Abramoff bringing the Indian tribe in, and Ney, right after the Scotland trip, doing what he can to help them. And the response, which I loved from his press secretary, was, well, of course, when Congressman Ney gave those answers to the Senate investigators, he wasn't under oath. he had to tell the truth. And then, of course, the response
that's
the Senate was, well, he was reminded that it is a federal crime to give a false statement to a
just ask Martha Stewart.
So,
yeah.
You're hearing the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Segments from previous shows you might have missed.
Catch Will and Willie live every weekday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. On the air at 960 a.m.
And online at quakeradio.com.
960, The Quake.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
You're hearing the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie
on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station,
KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Will the space shuttle fly tomorrow? Too soon to say, but NASA officials may let us know this hour. Correspondent Lisa.